It's 8:57 and 61 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. I'm Brian Moline, and taking a look at the commodity numbers here so far this morning. Corn futures steady to slightly lower this morning after settling Monday trade with gains of 3 to 3.75. Preliminary open interest was up just over 6,600 contracts. That's new net buying after shrinking participation last week. Weekly crop condition updates from USDA will be published this afternoon, one day late due to the Columbus Day holiday. The trade is looking for U.S. corn harvest progress to be in the 40% to 45% range. And right now, December corn is down a penny. That's at 3.42 1/4. March is also down a penny at 3.52 1/4. The May 17 corn is down 1 1/4 at 3.59. Soybean futures trading up 2 or 3 cents on today's session after they settled 2 1/4 lower to 2.5 higher in cautious movement ahead of the Wednesday USDA reports. Meal futures were down at $2.30 per ton. The marketing year for meal and oil began on October 1st, and export sales commitments for 2016-17 meal are so far the smallest in 5 years. And the bean contracts trading up at about a nickel per bushel across the board. November is up 5 cents at 9.55 1/2. January up 5 1/4 at 9.66 3/4. And the March 17 beans up 5 1/2 at 9.73 1/4. Wheat futures are mixed within a couple of cents of either side of even money in the early morning trade after all three markets posted gains yesterday, with Chicago the bull leader with a 9 cent advance. Some fund traders were spooked by the record large speculative short position shown in Friday's CFTC report. Live cattle futures were sharply lower yesterday. Feeders also posted heavy losses, but most contracts came back farther from session lows than the Fed cattle contracts did. Preliminary open interest up 1,944 contracts. Net new selling concentrated in the December contract. And looking at those wheat contracts right now, again, just about steady in Chicago. The hard red winter wheat in Kansas City trading slightly lower. In your weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 77 degrees. Winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. We'll drop down to a low of 58 degrees with south winds around 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Showers likely in the afternoon with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 75 degrees. South winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Showers likely, a chance of thunderstorms in the evening with a low of 45. Sunny and cooler for the day on Thursday with a high of 59 degrees. That cold snap won't be with us very long as we'll be back up to 76 for the high by Saturday. Quick glance at current conditions. We have mostly sunny skies throughout the listing area. Temperatures right now hanging out in the mid to upper 50s, 56 in Danville, 57 in Decatur, 55 in Charleston, Mattoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.